So it's interesting that you got a Oncotype D CIS. I don't really hear too much about that. I don't know how often it's being used. I get the feeling nowhere near like it is with invasive disease, but are you using it in your practice?
I use it selectively in a case like this, right, where in my heart, I think the patient may not get that much benefit from radiation. I mean, all patients will have a lower risk of recurrence if they get whole breast radiation. But the question becomes how much reduction in their baseline risk and what is the baseline risk. And I think that's the value of Oncotype DCIS. It doesn't tell you whether radiation is going to work or not, like the Oncotype DX does. It really gives you two values. It tells you what the risk of a DCIS recurrence is and what the risk of an invasive recurrence is. So that gives you numbers based on the historical data of patients who were not treated with radiation, what their risk of recurrence was, looking at that 12-gene score.
Globally, then, when you look at that number in your mind, do you say radiation will cut it in half or what?
That's what I typically will counsel the patients about. And I typically will counsel them that the endocrine therapy will cut it in half also.
So, you know, when the Oncotype came out with invasive disease, people started saying, well, you use it when it's going to make a difference and how people are going to make a decision. If they already know what they're going to do, you don't need to use it. I think it would probably apply here, but I think it's interesting what her numbers are and what she did. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, so her Oncotype came back as 28, which is not incredibly low. Her risk of any local event, when that's a combined DCIS invasive event, was 14%. Her risk of an invasive local event, which is the one we really care about, was only 6%. Now, in my mind, that's a little bit on the high side. And
I mean, that's not what you want to see, right?
Well, it's not incredibly high, but I think it's a good talking point for a patient to say, okay, even with radiation, if you decrease that by 50%, you don't get to zero. You're at 7% and 3%. And I think patients need to understand there is nothing we do that reduces their risk of a new event or a recurrence by 100%.
But on the other hand, you know, you would guess that this lady would have an absolute 3% chance of avoiding an invasive local recurrence with radiation therapy, and yet she chooses not to have radiation, which certainly is her right. I guess it could have been a lot higher. Maybe that would have prompted her to really do it. I don't know how much higher you can get. And certainly if it was a lot lower, then probably you would have felt a lot better.
Well, I think that's exactly right. One thing that I think is also important when you're looking at these kinds of patients is how their DCIS was detected. Because if you have a small area of DCIS and the imaging predicted that small area, I feel more comfortable foregoing radiation. This is also a patient, however, that understood that if she had radiation and had a recurrence, she would absolutely need a mastectomy. Whereas if she had not had radiation and had a recurrence, she could have a re-excision and then have radiation.
So let me ask you, if you accept, of course, maybe these numbers are just numbers, but hopefully they're pretty close. But if you accept that untreated, she has a 6% risk of invasive local recurrence, first of all, is that with endocrine therapy or just baseline?
Endocrine therapy was not mandated in the validation studies. Some patients in those studies did get endocrine therapy and some did not. It was not stratified or validated in that study. It wasn't mandated.
So maybe it's not perfect science, but if you say you're looking at 6%, first of all, that's going to get knocked down to some extent by the endocrine therapy.
Exactly.
So that decreases with the radiation is going to bring on board. So, okay, it seems like a reasonable decision. But then it's interesting what happened to her when she went on endocrine therapy.
Well, it is interesting. So she's 58. We thought she was postmenopausal. She went on anastrozole, which she took for 3 months. And then she had a period.
Wow.
And so her medical...
How long had it been since she had a menstrual period?
Well, it had not been all that long. I mean, she was late as far as menopausal. I think she was 55 when she'd last had a period. But it is interesting, and whether, I mean, who knows why that happened.
It's kind of scary. I mean, you don't want to be given an AI to somebody who's having menstrual periods.
Exactly.
So I'm sure that made you a little uncomfortable. So she starts it, she gets her period, you put her on tamoxifen. I see you put a note in here. Is it, she felt suicidal on anastrozole?
Yeah. again, this was a highly anxious patient to begin with, but she found she couldn't tolerate psychologically the anastrozole. And as soon as she went off of it, she felt better psychologically.
Wow.
And that's not what I would consider a common side effect of anastrozole.
I've never heard that, actually. I mean, maybe, was she depressed?
I would say it's more anxiety than depression.
Huh, wow, interesting. So now she's on the tamoxifen and doing okay?
She's doing okay. She's quite happy with her decisions. She's quite happy with the process she went through. And I agree with you that 6% risk of invasive recurrence may seem high. On the other hand, if you can knock that down with tamoxifen, we can safely say by 50%. So she's down to 3%. As I tell patients, that's probably lower than baseline risk, or at least at baseline risk for somebody this age.
You know, listening to this case, I mean, it really does, like I said, I don't really hear too much about Oncotype DCIS, and yet it seemed like it was really helpful in this patient.
I think it was, and that's how I use it. I don't certainly order it on every single patient. I don't order it on an PR negative patient, because I think those are totally different DCIS cases biologically. But on these low to intermediate grade, when we're really struggling with how much we need to treat these patients, I mean, if you look at this a different way, 97 women would have gotten radiation without any benefit. And that's the expense and the toxicity of radiation. Although there are some analyses of the Oncotype DCIS score that it's not really been shown to be cost effective. I think those studies are hard to do, but it's been done.